Welcome to Keeping It Real with Frankie D, the very first Italian-American podcast and the home of your Italian-American moment. I'm your very proud host, Frankie D, and we can be heard at ItalianAmericanLife.com, on iTunes, Stitcher, your podcast app. Please like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and connect with us on LinkedIn. My guest today is Italian-American baseball player Joe Mazzucca, who played professional baseball in Italy. Joe, welcome to the show.
Good to be here.
And very exciting, very interesting topic and subject that you played in Italy. Before we get into that, a little background about Joe's baseball. He is a Elmwood Park, Illinois native, starred in high school at Holy Cross High School, went on to play at Northern Illinois University, where your senior year you were MVP, set records for RBIs and hits in the season, led the team to the most wins in a single season, drafted by the Florida Marlins in 2003, and played 3 years for the Marlins minor league system before playing professionally in Italy. You started playing professionally in 2006 in Italy, is that correct?
Actually, 2005, we were in the second division, and we won that league to get regulated to go to the top division. So it's the first time that team went to the top division. So 2005 was actually the first year.
2005. So speaking of that, it's kind of like the soccer league where there's like different divisions for the baseball as well.
That's how it started out. And so the bottom team in the top division would get regulated to go down. And if you won the second division, you would go up. So that's kind of how they had the format my first year there in 2005 and prior. Then they kind of switched it over to do more of a playoff system like they do now in America.
Okay. So you're playing in the minor league system, Florida Marlins. Did you ever make it up to the majors?
Unfortunately not. Nope.
No. Okay. All right. Just had to ask. That's okay. I mean, it's quite an accomplishment to be in the minor league system. How the hell did you end up playing professional baseball in Italy? Now, you're an Italian-American. You've never been to Italy, correct?
Never been to Italy. I'm actually more, you know, your listeners might not like this. I'm actually more Irish than I am Italian. So my mother was born in Ireland. So I'm actually.
Really? Okay. I did not know that. Your father's an Italian-American?
Actually, so the history of how it goes, that my great-grandfather was born in Cosenza in 1898. Came to America in 1908, I believe, and my grandfather was born in 1921. The family went back to Italy in 1923. We found what I thought at the time was a passport, but it was a hunting license from 1923 that my great-grandfather had. And long story short, that document helped me become trace the lineage back from him to my grandfather, to my father, to me, and the process of getting those documents was about 2 years to make it all happen. So trying to find documents, give them a long form, and just basically trace your lineage back to myself.
So you could get the dual passport, dual citizenship, and then you were able to play in the Italian League as an Italian.
As an Italian. My first year, like in 2005, I was a foreigner, stranieri, and so we're in the second division. So my credentials playing for the Marlins, you know, they wanted that. And then from that year, 2005, they worked on my documents to become an Italian citizen. So an Italian American is a lot more valuable than just an American out there. So there's different, baseball, the same rules, but there's like different asterisks you got to put in a lineup to see who plays where. You have to have so many different, players.
So many foreign players per team.
Yeah, you only allowed so many. And, you know, the teams that have the bigger budget will have more players. And if they don't have a lot, then they'll have Oyundos.
Okay, I understand. Yeah, just like the basketball league. I actually had a friend that same type of situation and got his Italian passport. So he was able to play professionally. But the team didn't have to lose one of their foreign spots. So it was almost like instead of having two foreigners, they had three, but one counted as an Italian.
And so in 2005, we had a lot of college guys. So three of my roommates, they already had their documents. So there's a guy out there who was worked very well to get find Italian Americans. You go on the internet, search for a last name, and start tracing history back.
So this guy. Okay, so they actively are seeking Italian American baseball players to come to Italy. Okay, so
yep.
Were you approached by a player, an organization?
So the 2005, the team I played for was Godo. It's a town in Emilia-Romagna. Ravenna is the closest big city to that town. 1,800 people, so they were the final people who were willing to take me and try to work on the documents. I had Parma, two other teams contact me, Nettuno. So there was other people out there looking for myself, but I couldn't get the documents at the time to become Italian citizen when they wanted it. So, you know, the story goes, after I got released by the Marlins, I started working. I was actually selling bricks and just, you know, I was going to play summer baseball and kind of just retire and had a good career. And basically, you know, two different people came looking for me to play over in Italy, asked if I wanted to go. I turned them down and, you know, my father's like, you know, this is the last time, three strikes and you're out. You know, this guy offered me another spot. So I left what I was doing here in America and just went over there and didn't know I'd stay over there for, I don't know, 12, 13, 14 years, however long I did. So I definitely wasn't expecting this type of career.
So initially, you don't know the language, the culture, the whole nine yards. Was it very difficult for you adapting?
No. I mean, the 2005, when we first went out there, I mean, you know, playing in America, living in different hotels, traveling, I mean, that was all the same. But we get there and they put us in a house, like in a little farm town that had no running water, had just electricity and like in one room. And so we're living, all there's three of us living in one room. We're like, what do we get ourselves into? And the guy's like, you know, a step, it's going to get better. Don't worry about it. And, you know, 3 days later, an American out there who married an Italian, he kind of pushed us to get into our house, our living arrangement. So we just had to wait a few days to have a better living situation.
Oh, that made Italy sound really bad. No running water. It ain't that bad.
It did at first, but then it turned out to be all right. So they moved us in a town called Ragone, which was just, might have been 300 people in it, just like one street. And, you know, we lived in basically I'm not called a frat house, something like that. So it's four of us, four Americans in there. We're all in our 20s. And, you know, got my two roommates from California, one from Philadelphia, myself. And, you know, it was like being back in college and playing. And
right. It was a little different than I thought. I thought you were more like alone with like you and 15 guys that are Italian on the team don't speak English. And it's like, wow, you're really thrown into this. But you were with Americans. So in a way, it was an easier adjustment.
It was very easy. I mean, there's other teams that had less Americans like my team, but even the Italians, they spoke English. They're great guys. I mean, they're still got friends to this day over there. So if I went back there today, it'd be, you know, it would be something that'd be fun to do. You know, just, you know, everybody says I got to get back, and this time passes too fast.
Are you planning on going back someday?
I mean, I would for sure. Just, yeah. I got to do a few more of these interviews to pay for it, I guess.
There you go. I like it. Okay. Tell me about, I know you played the original team you just mentioned. Then you played in Bologna.
So then from basically after 3 years of being on a team, you could become a free agent. And then they got to kind of buy your rights. Same thing like in soccer. You know, like Messi, like they got to pay for you to leave a different town. So it's not like you're a free agent. They got to play your player's card. And so they figured out a formula of value and play for the national team. If you had some certain experience, how your numbers were. So then basically the small town of Godo, they, you know, were kind of like the Tampa Bay Rays, you know, just a team that was, you know, more budget conscious, would find better talent. And then they would sell that talent to help out everybody else. So basically they sold me to Bologna, which the guy that brought me over to Italy, that general manager moved to that team too. So it was kind of an easy transition.
Did your fellow Americans go with you? Were there other Americans on that team?
There were a few other Americans on that team as well, but there were nobody from my team really transitioned over. So, two of the other guys from America, they retired at the time. I mean, that's why people played out there that long, as long as I did.
Now that's a much bigger city.
Bologna would be living in, I mean, if you have views all over, there'd be it's one of the biggest cities in Italy.
Right.
The,
so this was more of a, you know, normal experience atmosphere.
Normal. However, at the time I had a girlfriend, so I was driving basically back and forth
from the other 40, city.
from Godo, from the town that I was living in. So I was driving 40 minutes back and forth to practice. And then I had an apartment there where I stay on the weekends or something. So, it was just a different experience. So Bologna.
And then you played in San Marino.
So then from there, then my player value got up a little bit higher, and then I went to San Marino again. So San Marino is just a small country inside of Italy, near Rimini, one of the smallest republics in the world.
Exactly.
So they wanted my services, and then I transferred to that team. So
how many years were you there?
Trying to say each team, I think I was 3, 3, and 4. So what's that? 3, 6, 10. So maybe even 3, 3, 5, something like that, or 4, okay. 3. So.
Ironically, the honorary consulate of the Republic of San Marino is in Chicago.
Yeah, there
is. He is an Italian American from Chicago, and he right now, I'm not kidding, and he's the honorary consulate to the Republic of San Marino.
There.
Maybe they can bring you back and have a parade.
Yeah, maybe. So San was a great town. A lot of San Marinese live in Detroit, which I found out.
Is that right? Okay. I've never been to San Marino. I always wondered, how it was. That's very interesting.
Nice little mountain town. And one day tour in there and you're fine. So it's, take the tour all the way up the mountain, hang up on the top, and that's it. They go to the beach of Rimini when you're done.
Exactly. So you led your team to 3 Italian League championships, 2009, 12, and 13.
And then 2005 as well with Godo, so that, we went up to the top division. So.
Oh, really? Okay. Okay.
So we won that league.
So you had success out in Italy, no doubt. Now, playing for the Italian national team, is that something that you're picked? They just pick the players they want? And
yeah. So throughout the year, it's just a constant revolving door. So basically, you could be on the team 1 year off the next year, and they went through a different coaching change. The idea of going out there was playing the World Baseball Classic, which after I got my citizenship, that's kind of that was kind of the goal, to stay out there longer. So in 2006, I think it was 6 or 9, one of the two.
I have down 2006, 7, 9, 10, and 14. You were on the Italian national team.
Yeah, so I think it was 2000. I got to look at it. I don't even know. All these years are blending together. But one of the years, I think it was 09. I got picked to be on the World Baseball Classic. I didn't make the final roster, but training, made it to the, probably one of the last guys cut. It was a hard situation, but with the World Baseball Classic, the rosters were a little bit different. They had to have your passport. They just had to, basically, if you had an Italian last name, they were going to take you. So guys that, I think Rizzo was on that national team that year, and he, I don't think he has his passport, but they're able to try and find his heritage or find something they had to birth certificate. Enough. So, they were trying to make it more entertaining for the fans to watch some of the Italian American players play.
And so Gaz was there. The United States participates in that as well, correct?
Yeah.
South American countries.
Yeah. Canada, whatever, Japan.
That's incredible. What was that experience like playing in the World Baseball?
That it was kind of more going back to like my spring training days with the Marlins. So we worked out and worked out in Jupiter, Florida. So it's kind of like ironic being back in Jupiter and seeing the clubhouse, seeing some history that I had there. So that was more like a spring training event. Going with the national team, traveled all over the country, all over the world, I should say. Been to Asia. Been to many different cities, many different countries, and so it was getting this passport and playing for the Italian national team. I never thought that I would be a world traveler.
Wow, that's great. So the whole experience was a good thing. Regrets that you did it?
No, definitely no regrets. Can't live life like that. Everything's an experience, and I'm sure I miss some of my friends' weddings back in Chicago. I miss some friends, probably miss some family outings. But, that was the life you chose.
Your baseball career like another more than a decade, correct?
Yeah, but out there it's playing a little bit different than here. We just play for the weekends or three games a week or sometimes four. So we're not playing every day. So, I tell people basically I was living my retirement in my 20s and 30s.
So you had a lot of free time to travel, explore.
Yeah.
So you got to see a lot of Italy as well.
Yeah, I mean, there's people out there that just play the games and don't really take advantage of being out there. And I would say I, you know, maximized the time I was there. You know, probably could have done more looking back at it now, but, you know, we always could look, think we did more, but it was a good experience.
Yeah, no, it seems it. Championships, national team, you really, I guess in a way, couldn't ask for anything more. Except, no, I was going to ask you, while you're playing the first few years in Italy, did you have thoughts of perhaps you'd play really well and an American team, the majors, would scout you and bring you back? Was that a possibility?
Coming back to play pro ball for a team, I mean, there was times where, you know, I was going to come back 1 year after I had a few good seasons. Like, you know, I could probably go play independent baseball again, try and compete, see where I could be at. And my last year, 2016, I came back and I tried for the Chicago Dogs and Rosemont. So that independent team just started to get formed. So I, you know, did very well, tried out. You know, a manager brought me in, so they had to figure out roster spots. And, you know, I competed, you know, thought that I can hang with those guys, and I did. And had a, you know, fortunately, my father passed away in 2016 or 18, 2018. So I think that was 18 that I tried to play again. And, you know, so I, you know, competed as high as I can. And I was like, you know what, it was time to end the career. It was good going away. You know, so I got an opportunity, tried, and went from there.
Well, that's great. No, it's a great story as an Italian American going to Italy, and you got to be in Italy and play the game you love. So,
yeah,
sounds like it all worked out quite well. Correct.
Did all right.
E pure hai imparato la bella lingua italiana, no?
Imparato abbastanza bene. Ce l'ho.
Ancora sai parlare o no?
Sì, lo so, posso parlare.
Parli con certe persone qui a Chicago o no?
Non parlo abbastanza bene come te, io ne cento, loro dicono io parlo con un patato nella bocca.
No, però sì, l'accento sì, però sai parlare benissimo.
Sì.
Dopo tanti parlare. Anni, no?
Sì, tanti anni. C'è una storia, quando ho tornato qui, c'è la mia zia, sto parlando italiano con lei e lui... Dicono io ho avuto un accento bolognese,
quindi ecco.
Quindi quando parlo bolognese.
Ma è vero, se tu stavi là, invece se magari se stavi in Sicilia, però tu stavi a Bologna, hai imparato come parlano loro, con l'accento
anche,
di loro.
Anche imparato un po' di dialetto romagnoli, quindi...
Ecco, pure. Well, Joe... Thank you so much for the interview. It was a pleasure talking to you and learning your story, which is a really, really interesting story.
No problem. Happy to be here. Happy to help out.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you so much, Joe Mazzucca. And as we always end our show with two simple words to all my Italian Americans, stay proud.